Okay. Look at Luke chapter, did I have you turn to 1 Peter 5? I don't think we read it. Let's look at that before we move on. It says in verse 1, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." Now, what does that mean, of a ready mind? You know, what it means is that someone who's enthusiastic about the work, not enthusiastic about the money. Does everybody understand what that means? The ready mind, the readiness, picture readiness as enthusiasm, right? You know, basically being excited, passionate about the mission. Not passionate about, oh man, this is going to be great. I'm going to just really fleece the flock here. Okay. "Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being an ensample to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." Go to Luke chapter 6. I got to hurry here. Time's getting away from me. Luke chapter 6. You know, the Bible also talks about back in 1 Samuel chapter 8, how Samuel was a godly man, and he was not covetous at all. He did not love money. He was not a wealthy guy. He did not abuse his position as a prophet of God. And he even brings that up at the very end of his life and says, look, you know, this has not characterized me at all. But the sad thing is that the Bible says that his sons, this is 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 3, his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after filthy lucre. Or I'm sorry, I added the word filthy because I'm in New Testament mode. But it was a... Let me start over. "And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment." So here we have a godly man, Samuel. He's not into the love of money. He's not chasing after all of these worldly wining and dining things. But yet his sons, instead of following in dad's footsteps, they're into money. And so as a result of going after lucre, they end up taking bribes and it ends up ruining the nation to the point where they get rid of the system of the judges and they get King Saul and whatever. Go to Luke chapter 6. It says in verse 20, "He lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said," and who's the he here? It says, Jesus, "Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation." There's your reward. You rewarded yourself. "Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." And there's nothing new under the sun. And so the Bible says here, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you." Woe unto you if you're front and center at Borders. Woe unto you, you're front and center at Barnes & Noble. Woe unto you, you're front and center in the Christian bookstore. Woe unto you when you're number one on Apple iTunes. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, because that's what they did to the false prophets. So you better look in the mirror and take a long look at what you are and who you are and who you're serving. Is it God or is it mammon?